Please welcome Adam Stone.
Yes, I'm retired. I'm retired 3 years ago from the Marine Corps. In 2007, I took my first command as the company first sergeant. And at that point in time, don't ask, don't tell was in full effect. It was merely don't ask, don't show. When I took my first command, I said the same words I said to every Marine that I've ever been in charge with. I don't care what you do behind your doors. If it doesn't come to me, I don't care about it. It's your world, it's your life. But the orders are the orders and I have to follow them. When I took my first command, the commanding general and the commanding sergeant major picked me to balance out my ultra-conservative CO. I was the first sergeant that was a little bit more liberal, a little bit more open-minded about a lot of things. So when I took command, I said the exact same words I always said, I don't care. Your world is your world. When you're here, when you're in uniform, you do what you're supposed to do. It was actually 4 years ago, 2007, so it was right before Christmas break. And I said these words to my Marines, and I put my Marines on a 96. 96 is a 4-day pass. After the 96, they came back, and when I came back onto my desk, there was a manila envelope laying upon my desk. When I opened it up, there were photographs of one of my female Marines in full-fledged embrace, a romantic embrace, with another female Marine. Now, my orders are said against what the Marine Corps has told me to do is I must process this Marine out of the Marine Corps. I had no choice in the matter. And I could easily have brushed it off to the side. I could have easily ignored the whole thing. But the same manila envelope sat on my colonel's desk. So I had to have a sit-down conversation with my CO. He comes up to me and tells me, we need to fry her, we need to burn her, we need to demote her in rank and kick her out of the Marine Corps. It's like, hold on. There's more to that than this. There are so many rules in the Marine Corps that you must follow, but we don't. We have to do this. I understand we have to do this because this is the letter of the law as of right now. Well, he started to argue with me about what it is, what the orders are. It's like, well, let's talk about fornication. Let's talk about all these things that we do, that we allow our junior Marines to do out there in the local populace, that we just turn our blind eye to, because the Marine Corps says that you can't have sex out of marriage. It's a rule. It is written in black and white, but we ignore that. Now, I don't know if it was a Marine trying to attack her directly, or if they were trying to attack me directly as seeing if I will stand by my word. It might have been one of both. We submitted the process. He wanted a burner. He wanted to demote her, and we fought for about 4 days until after the New Year's break. We even sat at a coffee shop off duty to discuss what we were supposed to do. So I felt that in my need that I needed to go to a higher level. So I went to my sergeant major and I talked to him. And he said, the order is the order. You have to follow it. I went to my general. He told me the same thing. They all wanted a fryer. They all wanted a burner and make her this example of what this is supposed to be. So I took a chance. I stood up for her. It might have cost me the rest of my career because I remained the same rank for the rest of the time. And that's fine because my moral convictions were strong enough to stand by what I wanted to do. We didn't demote her. We didn't push her out, at least not at the command. We did have to process her out of the Marine Corps because the photos were there and it was seen. But when they went to NJP to put her in front of court-martial to try her for her crime, they put it out there, I stood up for her, that I have been in combat 14 times. I have seen what death is, and I have seen what life is. And I will serve with this Marine at any day of my life, because I know she has my back and I have hers. I like to believe it was those words that didn't demote her. I like to believe that it was those words and her strong moral convictions that didn't demean herself, because she understood what it was, what the rules were. So when they finally came back, when the court-martial came back and found her guilty, that she must be processed out, they also came back and said there will be no break time, and they will not demote. They will not take pay, and they will not take her VA benefits. Which is, if you've been in the military, that is a super huge thing. So when they finally processed her out, I was the last person she saw. She went through legal, they signed their paperwork name, they went to my CG, my sergeant major, my CO, they signed their name. I just happened to be on leave because my twins were born at the exact same time. As a matter of fact, I kind of named one of my daughters after her. When she came to my desk, she looked at me and she came in full attention and says, "Gunny, I'm here to check out." I looked at her and I knew this was the wrong thing that I was supposed to be doing, but I had to do it. So I thought about it for a minute, and I opened my center desk drawer and I pulled out all my highlighters that I had. And on top of her checkout paper, I highlighted every color of the rainbow. And next to my name, I dotted STONE, which is my name, Stone. I circled the I with a happy face. She looked at me, smiled, and gave me a wink, and walked away and told me thank you. I've since heard from her since. She is now in Army Ranger School as an Army captain. Thank you.